What a day.
Yes.
What a day.
Amen.
What a day.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory.
I want to correct something this morning. I quoted the scripture and I misquoted it. So I'm going to read it so I won't misquote it. And some of you quoted it, but it's Hebrews chapter 12. I'm not going to preach on it. I'm just going to quote it. I'm going to read it so I'll make sure I don't leave no doubt in people's minds.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
I've had people say, well, Brother Ray, you said. And I said, no, I didn't. They said, yeah, you said. Thank God for tapes. I was preaching in New Mexico one time, and the little brother sitting there, and he got all excited. I don't know what in the world he was excited about, but he got all excited and jumped up, and at the meeting he said, did I hear you say you was God? And I said, no, sir, you didn't hear me say, oh, yes, I did. I said, oh, no, you didn't. I thought, dear God, I hope that he looks different than what you're looking at here. If he don't, we're in a mess, folks. So I like never convinced the little brother I never said that. And I said, go get your tape. And thank God it was on the tape. I didn't say it.
Glory.
Sometimes I get excited and I might say a lot of things.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
That I ain't God. And I'm not Jesus. And see, the man Jesus ain't no more.
That's right.
That was hard for me to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was hard for me because the man Jesus,
that's right.
as he was known in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
he ain't no more.
He ain't no more. That's right.
He said, you don't know him after the flesh anymore.
That's right.
So he just isn't.
That's right.
Man, that was hard for me to swallow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
And I can swallow it and get choked on it, but that's the truth, you know.
That's right. Amen.
Matter of fact, he said a lot of things that chokes me pretty bad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you the truth. You need to get ready to say things that you've never heard nobody say.
Amen. Amen.
They're in your belly.
Yes.
They're in your belly.
Yes.
You see, he said there's things that eyes never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Or ear heard.
And ear had never heard it.
That's right.
Amen. It's never been in the heart of a man.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a generation that's going to see what nobody's ever seen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear what nobody's ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be in our heart.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
That makes me want to preach.
Yes.
But here's what I'm going to read to you in Hebrews chapter 12, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 13. He said, let brotherly love continue. And if you get wrapped up in yourself, sometimes that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, it ain't hard for me to love you. If you say, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, that's wonderful, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me and say, I don't like you. I don't like what you said. I don't like what you do.
I like
the
way you look.
I like the way you look.
Yeah, you go.
I've got more hair than you got.
Yeah, I think you have. Oh, man.
But that word let, it comes from word, it literally means to drop into a nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Drop into a void.
Yes.
Well, see, that's what you came out of, because when he looked, the earth was void.
Yes.
Well, nothing in it, and he let.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he dropped himself into nothing.
Yes, he did.
I believe it's in Colossians, Paul said this. King James says, by him were all things created.
Mm-hmm.
But the original root don't say that. It says, in him,
mm-hmm.
all things.
That's right,
mm-hmm.
it does.
Mm-hmm.
In him.
Yeah.
You see, I didn't come out of nothing. I came out of substance.
Yes.
That's why I'm spirit being.
Yes.
But here's what I want to read. He said, let brotherly love continue. And be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Mm-hmm. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And when he said, don't forget to entertain strangers, he wasn't necessarily talking about somebody walking in shoe leather.
That's right.
Sometimes it's a revelation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a word. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a truth that you've never heard, and it's a complete foreigner
Amen.
To you.
That's right.
You've never heard nobody say it. Mm. And yet in your spirit, you know that it's true.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yeah. That's right.
And so we used to go years ago, we get a truth, then we drive 300 miles to get somebody to confirm it to us.
Right.
I did. Yeah. I go 300 miles more times than once to get somebody to lay a hand on me and say, son, I told you so. Yeah. Y'all been there?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why we did that, but we did. And I'm not begrudging it. I don't belittle anything that God's ever done or is doing.
Amen.
But a stranger sometimes is exactly what it is.
Amen.
It's a stranger. Yes. It's something you've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you've never seen before. It could be a revelation that you've never heard nobody explain.
Mm-hmm.
But now listen, don't forget to entertain it.
Yes.
Because it may have come from an angel. It may have come from a messenger back home to bring you a word.
Yes.
Amen.
And I know I come from home.
Amen.
And I know I come to bring a word.
Amen.
I may not do too good a job of it, but I come from home with a message.
Yes. Yes.
I sure did.
Amen.
You did too.
Yes.
So I wanted to read that and explain that to you. This morning I started, and see, somebody told me one time, said, you run more rabbit trails than anybody. I said, I know it. I know I do. But then they concluded and said, but there's one thing about you, you always get the rabbit.
Yeah.
Not dogs. It may take me a while, but I'll get him.
Yeah.
And see, the thing about it, I have fun while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say that. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5. Let's go to chapter 3 first. So I got both barrels loaded tonight.
Amen.
I'm going to hit and run. Several years ago, I was preaching a meeting up in the cotton patches of Mississippi Delta. Ain't nothing but cotton fields over there. Well, there is now, but in those days, there wasn't nothing but cotton fields.
Yeah.
And the brother asked me to come and preach in a little old block building back out in the cotton patch. Yeah. Man, I didn't give. I preached in... And here in Alabama, I've preached in chicken houses, under tents, shady trees. Anyone would get a place to preach. We didn't care.
Yeah, right.
And so when I come into Mississippi, talking in tongues was a far, man. If people knew you talking tongues, they're scared of you. I can't say that I blame them. I've heard a whole lot of tongues. I kind of scared of myself. Y'all might well ask, we're here for a while. Haven't you heard some tongues since you thought?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My little grandson, when he hears something he don't like, he's... But the brother asked me to come and preach. And man, I load up and here I went. In those days, I lived by faith. Like starved to death. But made it. So I get there and start on Monday night, and farmers and overalls, and man, everybody hugged me, bear hugs, and shook my hand and told me how glad they was to see me. And they'd all stand around and spitting tobacco and chewing and having a big time. I didn't care. As long as they didn't spit on me, I don't care. Chew what you want to chew, you know. So everybody just loved me. Man, long about Wednesday night, ain't nobody hugging my neck. Really?
Yeah.
They're standing up there chewing the background, but they ain't talking to me. And I can't figure it out. And the church would be full. I mean, it was every night, you know. And they'd come and sit back there. I just preaching up a storm. I don't like preaching on moonshine and chewing the back and smoking a cigarette. I don't want to preach it. Everything I knew, a lot of things I didn't know, you know. But I was having a good time. I couldn't figure out why they weren't so excited. So, man, I'm beginning to get worried. They kept coming, but they wouldn't have nothing to do with me. So on a Friday night, I asked the pastor, I said, "Hey, brother, what is this? Why don't they want something to do with me?" He said, "Come here, I want to show you something." So he took me inside the little white building, and somebody had took a piece of chalk, and they had marked off a square on that concrete block building. And they had threatened to throw a preacher through that hole. They threatened to throw him through that block wall. I said, how come you didn't tell me that a long time ago? Now, he didn't tell me they were going to do me that way, but I'd never look in their eyes. If I didn't hear them leave town, I'm going to go through that wall. I'm serious. They really meant that. I'll tell you what, that's the shortest sermon I ever preached in my life that night. I mean, I left town. I got out of Dodge. I sure did. But I couldn't figure it out. Why? I think I'm a pretty good guy.
Amen.
I just can't understand why everybody don't like me.
We love you.
Here's what he said. Revelation chapter 3. In the first three chapters of Revelation, every church that's represented there had something wrong with them. Remember? All of them had to overcome something. The ironic thing was, every overcomer got a different reward.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got the same thing.
That's right.
And he's talking to a church, and one of them he talks about the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honest with you, I didn't know till recently what the tree of life was. Or maybe I should say who it is. But the first three chapters, he dealt with the overcoming. To him in chapter 3 and verse 21, he said to him that overcometh, "I'll grant you to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear." But now in chapter 4 is where I want to go. And it says, "After this," and that come at me one day, and that's what it said. It says, "After this." After he had got through dealing with the overcoming aspect,
mm-hmm.
he said, "After this."
Mm-hmm.
And let me drop this in your thinking. Somewhere, the consciousness has got to get a hold of something
yes.
that there is an after this.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody called me from California not long ago, just as sincere as they could be. And I don't mimic anything anybody says or does. That's not me. But they were talking about the things that's being shaken. And they said, "Well, you know, he said everything that can be shaken has got to be shaken." And I said, "I agree." And they said, "Whenever the shaking is over, that which has remained can't be shaken." And I said, "I agree." And they said, "What do you think about that?" I said, "You want me to tell you what I think?" And they said, "Yes." I said, "I'll tell you what I think. We have been so conscious of shaking
mm-hmm.
until we're afraid to think that the shaking is over."
Mm-hmm.
Man, I heard that and go that way real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You missed me, do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
We know, but in our mentality, we have programmed so much rhetoric until we're still trying to overcome something.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting for the shaking to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting for perfection to show up.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting for him to do something. We don't know why, but we're waiting for him to do something. How many can agree with me that there is a point when the shaking stops?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how long does it take him to shake you?
Mm. Yeah.
My word. How long does it take him to get a bunch of people ready to show himself through? Somebody said, "There's a table today." We tried for 2,000 years to get something to work.
Mm-hmm.
And how many can agree that it ain't worked?
That's
right. Man, something tells me if it's broke, fix it.
That's right.
If it ain't broke, leave it alone.
That's right.
But I'm persuaded that we've tried to fix something that wasn't broke to start with.
Right.
And we've made a hallelujah mess out of it. So there comes an after this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
after this. Here's what he said. He said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantasticable.
Yes.
You almost have to talk in tongues to say that word. The door wasn't open in heaven until after this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It would it be sacrilegious to tell you that sin is not in the mind of God?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
To start with, the word sin has been so misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
It never meant what we have always said it meant.
Yeah.
Word sin simply means you missed the mark.
Mm-hmm. Missed the mark.
You just come short of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, when I come, I bring my glory with me.
Mm-hmm.
My God, let's hear this. Has he come or has he not come?
Yes,
then if he come, he brought his glory with him.
Yes,
that's right.
If he come, he brought his reward with him. He said, my reward's with me.
Yes.
Sure did.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
When
will we quit trying to overcome something and have our conscience purged from dead works and recognize we're serving a living God?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
My God's alive.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, he's happy.
Yes.
He ain't got some sad front. Oh, my God. I went to my sister, my baby sister's funeral a couple of weeks ago. And my niece and nephews were there, and they knew Uncle was a preacher and all this stuff. And so they told the man who was going to preach to Mama's funeral. Our uncle said, he's a preacher. And he said, well, I'd like to ask him something. He said, he come to me and he said, does your sister have any favorite scripture? And I said, not that I know anything about. But I said, I can tell you this. The quicker and the shorter you can make this thing, a whole lot better off everybody's going to be. You know, I mean, we go to some funerals and my God, it takes a preacher an hour to tell you, you know, anyway. So I'm sitting on the front seat. And he's up there and he's all nervous because he knows I'm a preacher. And I ain't said nothing to the man to offend him. I just said, cut it short.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing over with. She ain't here no way.
That's right.
Don't sit around and tell me about your sad son. Just let's get home. Let's go on with it.
Amen.
And he got so excited, and here's what he said. He would then go back and prove that Adam was a sinner. I got news for him. Adam was a sinner.
Mm-mm. That's right. Amen.
Adam come to atone death.
Yep.
Jesus come to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what he said. He said, the serpent said, God told Adam and Eve, said, you can eat every tree in the garden, but you can't eat the tree of life. I ain't said nothing. I looked at the poor man. I thought, where are you coming from, brother? And then I kept looking at him. I got angry. He didn't know more what he was saying than a man in the moon. He had no more calling of God on his life than my pet dog got. And he's up there trying to tell somebody else about something, you know. And I didn't say that, I just looked at him. And he just kept repeating, God said you can't take of the tree of life, and there you know you're going to die. That's what he said. That's a new one on me, I ain't heard that before. But then I considered the source it come from and just passed it on by. But there's always an after this, and let's look now. And he said, and the first voice which I heard, now look, he'd already heard voices,
mm-hmm.
He'd heard one behind him, now he's hearing one after he sees a door open in a higher dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you now, the voice that he heard in that higher dimension is not, it's the same voice, but it had a different message in this lower dimension.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Here's what he said.
Yeah.
I heard as it were the trumpet talking with me. And here's what the trumpet said. He said, which said, come up hither, and I'll show you things which must be hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So the door is open in heaven, and here comes the voice.
Yeah.
Come up here the way you see the door.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
But they will come up hither.
Mm-hmm.
Come up hither. This is where the door is open. And this is where the voice is coming from now. Come up hither. Change dimensions.
Hallelujah.
Change your mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Change heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Come up hither. There's a higher rim up here than there is down here.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear what's going to be hereafter, come up here and you can hear it.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go where the voice is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, go to chapter 4. And I'm going to have to work some time frame here. Let's go to chapter 4. While you're in chapter 4, verse 5, he said, "And out of the throne proceedeth lightnings and thunderings and voices. There are seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God." How many know that lightning comes up out of the ground? I didn't know that. I was an old man before I knew that. Lightning comes up out of the ground. Did y'all know that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that until I seen some scientific proof on TV that lightning comes up out of the ground. And he said, lightning and thunders and voices. Well, lightning, of course, in Scripture is revelation. And thundering is the voice that proclaims the revelation. Yeah. I knew that, but I didn't know it come out of the ground. But you see, everywhere there's thundering and lightning, there's voices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he said, in that there was voices and seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. You see, lightning and thunder is caused by I'm trying to think of the word. It's when two forces clash. Mm-hmm. It's when a higher element and a lower element combine and meet one another. Mm-hmm. It causes boom, the thunder. Mm-hmm. And if you ever notice, invariably, you may not see it, but there's never a thunder without a lightning.
Amen.
And the lightning is always first.
Mm-hmm.
Because there has to be a revelation before it can be voiced by thunder.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Can you hear what I'm saying now?
Yes.
See, Jesus, they brought a man to Jesus one time that he was deaf and dumb. He couldn't hear nothing, he couldn't say nothing. And this is what the scripture says. He opened his ear and loosed his tongue. And then he said this. It said the man both heard and spoke. My God. The opening of the ear and the loosing of the tongue would cause a man who had never heard, who had never spoke, both hear and speak.
Yes.
Thundering,
mm-hmm.
lightning.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, go to chapter 4, chapter 5. Here's where I wanted to go, and I'm going to... We'll try to cut this short. Chapter 5, I'm sorry. Chapter 5, verse 1. "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals." You know this, but I'll jog your memory. The revelation of Jesus Christ in chapter 1, we said this morning, was given to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That was, the revelation was in a book. Three times the scripture says this, "For lo, it is written of me in the volume of the book."
Right.
"I've come to do thy will, O God."
Uh-huh.
You go to Revelation, I think it's either 18 or chapter 18 or chapter 20, and you see plural. You see the books,
yes.
And the book.
Uh-huh. Amen.
But the books are the volumes that makes up the book.
Uh-huh.
And you can't separate the books from the book.
Amen.
And everybody talks about the book of life. I don't think you have a clue who or what the book of life really is. I know churchianity has never told us the truth about the book of life, no more than they have the tree of life. But the volume of the book makes up the book. And we are the volumes of the book. That it's already been written and declared, we've come to do the will of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And when it comes to a showdown, how anybody can read this book and preach an eternal damnation blows my mind. How anybody can read that book and still preach that hell is a living hell for people to go to when they're dead blows my mind. He said this. He said, "When the books were open, death and hell gave up their dead."
Yes.
If you want to deal with the death and the hell that's in somebody, open your book.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Open yourself.
Yes.
Let yourself be seen for who you really are.
Hallelujah.
I'll guarantee you death and hell will bow every time.
Oh, come on, brother. Amen.
He's God. Mm-hmm. And every knee bows to him. Amen. This gets bigger than I am. So here's what he said. And I saw a strong angel, verse 2. This wasn't some little old whippersnapper from the backside of nowhere. This somebody was some strong dude. Mm-hmm. And remember, the word angel means a message. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a messenger. Sometimes it's just a word. Whatever it was, this thing was strong.
Yeah.
He said, I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. And here's what the voice was saying. And this has been the cry that's coming out of the throne of my heart for ages and ages. Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal thereof? Mm-hmm. You see, it's a twofold operation. First, the book's got to be open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the seals, it's got that thing sealed, it's got to be open.
Right.
You'll never see him with an open book.
That's
the seal's got to be broken.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Here's what he said. And no man in heaven...
Mm-hmm.
Get pretty plain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nor in earth, neither on the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look therein.
Mm.
This is why the natural man will never know who God is.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you'll never figure him out with your super duper spiritual mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you can't figure out all your gifts. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look therein. And one of the elders, now you've got to remember, this messenger was a strong man, and here he stands weeping because nobody can open the book and look at it. Couldn't look inside it. He said, I wept much. One of the elders said unto me, don't weep or weep not. Behold. And what he literally said was, look.
Mm-hmm.
Look. Stop your weeping and look.
Mm-hmm.
Quit crying and look.
Mm-hmm.
I got a word for this whole bunch of us tonight. Quit your crying and start looking.
Amen.
Amen.
Look. Behold. The lion of the tribe of Judah had prevailed. Or the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed. And it would indicate there was a wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
There was some kind of a struggle going on, because the word prevail would indicate that there had been some kind of a struggle.
Right.
And he said, the lion, mm-hmm. the tribe of Judah, had prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
He won the war. He won the wrestle, whatever it was. The lion of the tribe of Judah had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Look in the next verse. And all of a sudden, the lion is not in the picture anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The lion prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, another four beasts. And in the midst of the elders stood a lamb,
yes,
as it had been slain.
Yes. Yes.
Having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, and set forth all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And here's what the Lord showed me in my heart, and it might be just for me. If it is, just let me have it. It took the strength and the power and the roaring of the lion. But when you tie it together, it simply says this. It took the strength and the power of humility to open the book and loose the seals.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The lion is a strength. The lion is a humility. It took them both. It took the strength and the power of humility to open the book and loose the seals.
Yes.
Yes.
And God forbid that any man will rise up in our arrogance and our haughtiness and our proudness and try to tell you anything if it don't come from the spirit of humility. And I'm going to tell you this, until you know the lamb has been slain in you, the lion will keep roaring.
That's it.
And when you see a man, woman, whoever it may be in this pulpit, beating and hollering and doing their thing, and you don't take that humility, all you're doing is hearing a roaring lion. And if he don't get humble somewhere, he'll devour everything in his path.
Amen.
I know them by the dozens.
Mm-hmm.
You do too.
Yes.
I know them on the field. I know them in the pulpit. I know them by, I guess, probably by the hundreds. Everybody. But I learned this in my heart, and I pray, God, let me, somewhere help me to recognize a lamb that's slain.
Yes.
Yes.
And you see, if a lamb is slain, he makes no noise. Ain't nothing crying.
Mm-hmm.
And see, if the lamb is slain, the lion stops his roaring.
Mm-hmm.
But until the lamb is slain, the lion will keep roaring.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear what I'm saying now?
Amen.
Somewhere in here. And understand this. This book of Revelation is a book of you.
Amen.
It's a book sealed.
Yes, it is.
It's a book mm-hmm. of life. But it's what you are.
Yes.
It's what we are.
Yes.
It ain't about just one man called Jesus. It's about who you are.
Yes.
And if we're ever going to see God, we're going to have to open the book.
Yes.
And the seals has got to be loosed.
Yes.
So we can
yes.
see what's
yes.
what's been hidden all these ages.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you this now. There have been ages and generations waited for this generation.
Yes.
I believe this.
Hallelujah.
And we tried, like she said, we've tried everything under the sun to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
We tried praying it down.
Mm-hmm.
We tried singing it down. We tried working it down. We've done everything we know to do to get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it had
worked. This is going to work.
Yes.
This is going to work.
Yes.
Now, here's where I want to go with this. Go to chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. Again, it's humility that opens you.
Yes. Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
When I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, you ain't going to get away from that thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Every time there's a seal, when there's a proclamation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's always that voice that will proclaim what the seal just
yes.
revealed.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah. I can tell you this, and you know this. And I said yesterday, today, sometime, second chapter of Acts, the day of Pentecost had fully come. And they all spoke with tongues, remember?
Right.
But they didn't speak in an unknown tongue. Because the 16 nations heard what they said.
That's right.
It was unknown to unknown to the man who was saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was known unto some people.
That's right.
And I'm telling you now, we're about to speak in an unknown tongue.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to speak in a tongue that nobody knows anything about.
Hallelujah.
Except
right.
he that's got an ear to hear what Spirit saith.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you believe this?
Yes.
Can you believe this? It ain't going to be a bunch of gibberish.
It
ain't going to be a bunch of yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be an opening of a seal. And every time that seal, there's going to be a voice there ready to thunder it.
Mm.
And they're going to declare it. And you see, when it's declared, it comes into expression.
Mm-hmm.
When it's declared, it takes on formation.
Yes.
It becomes substance, but not till it's declared.
That's right.
That's why the thunder's got to be there.
Amen.
Every time a seal is opened, there's going to be a thunder that will voice it.
Amen.
And when it's declared, from your heart you believe, the mouth confession is made.
Yes.
And the moment it comes out of your mouth, it takes formation.
Yes.
I don't care, good,
yes.
bad, or different.
That's right.
Every time you say something, you give form to it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
That's the truth.
Yes.
You say it, and then you give form, you give substance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's an image, whether it's an idol, or whatever it might be. You say it,
mm-hmm.
it takes form. And it'll become a factor in your life that you'll have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the truth.
Amen.
Now look. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow. Crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. It's amazing. He conquered everything with no arrows and a bow.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, help me now. This white horse is interesting. I heard two or three TV preachers make this statement. Jesus is going to come riding a white horse, and I'm going to be on that horse behind him. I thought, Lord God, have mercy on all of us.
I'm telling you.
This book has got nothing to do with natural things. It's a spiritual book.
Amen.
It ain't got nothing to do with Europe, Rome, Japan. It ain't got nothing to do with it. It's a spiritual book. You know. And it's a book of who I am. And it's a book of what I am. And everything that this revelation is in me. This is where the kingdom's at. And to open a seal is to open me. And that's where it is.
Amen.
So there's one brother in San Antonio, Texas. I already make a statement. He said, the wrath of God's going to come, and me and Jesus is going to stand on the brinks of hell and laugh while you burn. That sent shivers through me. Now that's humility. I mean, that's passion. And he's on worldwide television. Me and Jesus, because you rejected what I told you, me and Jesus are going to stand on the brinks of hell and watch you burn in the lake of fire. I thought, you poor, silly ignoramus. Read the book. Then I heard a brother say this. The same brother said this. He said, Jesus is going to come riding a white horse, and I'm going to be on that horse behind him, and he's going to drop me off here in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm going to rule and reign San Antonio, Texas. I thought, but you can have San Antonio, Texas, for I'm concerned. Ain't nothing San Antonio, Texas that interests me whatsoever. Every time I've been through, I've been waiting to get out. Now, listen to me. The white horse. Maybe you know this, but if you don't, you will. White signifies righteousness. And a horse represents strength. This quiet horse ain't a thing in the world, but the strength and the power of righteousness.
Yes.
Riding through your land.
Yes.
Right.
With no arrows to shoot at nobody.
Glory.
Mm.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Mm. Amen, brother.
That's why you conquer. You don't fight. You ride.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's what the white horse is. It's the power of righteousness riding through the land.
Yes. Glory. Hallelujah.
Look what he said. And he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Right.
Never shot an arrow.
That's right. Didn't have one.
Conquered everything he met.
Mm-hmm.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
For time's sake, go to verse 6. And you read verse 4, verse 3. It said, and when he opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And these are horses, are the power or the strength of something riding through your land.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with a natural horse. It's the power that it represents, the strength. And their power was given to him that set thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another, and that was given to him a great sword. Now, a man with a white horse had a bow and no arrows.
That's right.
But this man got a sword. He's about to take peace from the land.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't ready for this, but I'm going to tell you anyhow.
Yeah.
He's about to knock your comfort zones all to pieces.
Hallelujah.
He's about to get rid of some of your good old easy rocking chair ease. And he got a sword to do it.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah said that sword was bathed in blood.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally means life.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, it'll take a life to cut your peace off money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me share something with you about peace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. He said this, being therefore justified by faith, you have peace with God.
Mm-hmm.
It said nothing about the peace of God. You got peace with God.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do to have a peace with God is to be justified by faith. Mm-hmm. That's all. You know, you just say, okay, Lord, I accept. And the peace. Being therefore justified by faith, you have peace with God. Then the next verse, he said this, by whom you also have access by grace, or by faith, into this grace wherein you stand. Now, if you don't look at that whole thing, you'll miss the picture. Everybody said, I'm living by faith, I'm living by faith, but you're not. You're living in grace. Mm-hmm. And I can show you by the book. You see, by whom you have access by faith into grace. Mm-hmm. You get into grace by faith. Mm-hmm. But once you get into grace, you ain't faith no more.
That's right.
You see, the word grace means this in its full measure. It means divine influence on the heart and the outworking of that influence.
Hallelujah.
So that you don't save yourself.
That's right.
It's Him that puts the influence in there, and it's Him that works the influence out.
Mm-hmm.
So it is God plus nothing.
Amen.
How in God's world we ever come to the idea that we can do something to get saved is beyond me. You nothing you can do to get saved.
That's right.
And I can't get you saved.
Right.
But I tell you, He said this. He said, no man can come to the Father except I draw him.
Amen.
Now I tell you this, whether you saint, sinner, whoever you are, I don't care how hardened you are, I don't care how big you are, I can unwrap that. I'll tell you this. When He says come, you might well get your coming shoes on because you're coming.
Amen.
No, come on now. And then He says come, I can't make you come. Amen. I can get you up in, but you through a regiment. I can't get you in the kingdom.
Amen.
This is the preacher of I am doing it.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
If you've got kids unsaved, for God's sake, leave them alone.
That's right.
They're not unsaved to start with.
That's right.
Somebody threw that back at me. You miss me. I'm still here. You know that to be the truth. I ain't telling you already know. But somewhere in our religious mentality, I don't know what we got to do. We got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And most times, the something we do, we shouldn't have been doing it.
That's right.
I get people to throw stones at me when I say this, but I tell you the truth. I'd a whole lot rather be on my front porch. And we've got about some 35 acres where I live, and it's a home place, and two of my kids live there, and I live by myself, and I'm as happy as a dead pig in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm about soon to be on my front porch. We got critters galore. We got geese and peacocks and swans and ducks, but they're a lot of fun, so we got them. And I'd about soon to be there watching them play as I had to be in some church meeting listening to some folks do their thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back again someday, then you can stone me.
That's true. Yeah.
Amen.
A guinea reminds me of some of us sometimes.
Oh, Lord.
They taught me a valuable lesson. We first time we put them in a pen. Let them get oriented to the place. And then when they sit there a few days, I open the gate. Don't let them out. And I promise you, this is the truth. I open the gate, and that thing is 4 foot wide. And that dumb guinea, I said, come on. And I get in the pen with a stick and try to get them out, and they'd run by that gate. They couldn't see it. And I didn't know that a guinea don't have 4 foot vision. They have tunnel vision. A guinea can only see what's right ahead of him. And he never turned his head to see that open gate. So to him, he didn't know how no place to go. So he ran around and around that pen. And I finally gave up and left him alone. I thought, you crazy thing, if you want to stay here, just stay here. And finally, they found one by one, they found their way through the gate. Dear God, I've opened gates. And I said, come on, y'all, get out of there. And they run around and around and around. And I'm talking about y'all now. Get out of there!
Yeah.
Don't you know the gate's open?
Yes. Yes.
You're not pinned in anymore.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You ain't going to put no guilt or condemnation on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as loose as a goose and I'm free as a breeze. And my Bible said I'm white and 21. I can say what I please.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Man, I ain't had so much fun since I hurt my little toe kicking some weights. You know, I really did hurt my little toe. I got some weights laying in my floor, and I went to get the telephone, and I kicked one of my little toe. No.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't going to quit. I can see that now. I'm going to I'm going to go to verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, and you need to hear this, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. You have remembered, this is a book, you, me. The seals are being opened. There's a messenger. Have you ever noticed these seals? A different message open each seal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Different messenger, different angel.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's voices of many waters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why every time there's a seal be opened, there's a different message mm-hmm. to open it
right.
and let us see it. Hear what he said. He dealt with three things. He first dealt with the wheat and the barley.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheat represents natural man, natural bread, natural life. But when you come to barley, it's a different ball game. And he said, wheat. You can buy a measure of wheat for a penny, but you can buy three measures of barley for a penny. Barley is resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
It's not natural. Because he typified wheat and barley, and they're both in you. They're both a part of our being.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you can do it. He said, they're both important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you this now. Don't get angry at me. You ain't going to never make that natural man spiritual.
Right.
You need to quit trying it.
That's
right.
Moses tried it with 12 commandments.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. And would you believe out of those 12 commandments came 642 ordinances?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what it must have been like trying to live by 642 laws dictating to you what you can and can't do, what you can and can't eat. And so you ain't going to never make that natural man spiritual, and somewhere we're going to get a hold of that. And I'm going to tell you something else. Well, I'm at it. Second Thessalonians, Paul said this. He said, I pray God, your whole body, soul, and spirit. Now, you know it. Say it out loud. Be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you now, there's nothing wrong with your soul. There's nothing wrong with your spirit. There's nothing wrong with your body. He said it would preserve blameless. Blameless. Harmless. Free of guilt. Free of condemnation. And don't get angry with me, but you know and I know this. There was no guilt until there's a law appeared in the preacher's mouth and said, thou shalt not. And the moment that preacher's mouth opened up and spit that law out at you, immediately here come condemnation and guilt that you didn't know what to do with.
That's right.
And then we come with the doctrine of the soul. We got to get the soul saved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what he said. He said it's preserved blameless mm-hmm. unto the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when he appeared to your body, soul, and spirit, he found it blameless. You hear what I'm saying? That's what it says. When the Lord appeared in you, to you, he found the complete picture, the complete package, preserved, blameless. Waiting for him to show up.
Glory.
Glory.
Show me in the book where you ever try to get anybody's soul saved.
Glory.
Y'all love me now?
Yes.
Now I'll tell you what Peter said. He said, the soul is saved by an incorruptible seed. He said, we purify our souls. But that incorruptible seed ain't a thing in the world, but the appearing of the Christ in you, mm-hmm. opening the book.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
This thing ain't a bunch of hocus pocus. This thing about a book in us, a seal in us,
mm-hmm.
that has hid our true identity
yes.
of who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen all these horses and the swords, mm-hmm. and they're all part of it. They're all part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there for their purpose. You love me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, and see that you don't hurt the wine and the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood this. Again, I repented. And I'm not so certain that whatever time when these seals open, we're not going to repent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we have repented.
Hallelujah.
And the word repent, again, it simply means to turn.
Yes.
That's all it means.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with being guilty or bad. It just means to turn. And he said, don't hurt the wine and the oil. And you see, the prophet declared that the mountain would drop new wine and new oil. And it's a new wine and a new oil, and he said, don't hurt. And one translation said this. He said, don't prostitute the anointing. Mm-hmm. Don't sell it.
Amen.
Don't send out a tape of the club, month mm-hmm. tape of the month club.
Mm-hmm.
Send me $5
mm-hmm.
and get my tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not throwing stones at anybody that does that, but I'm telling you this. This thing is so precious to me and to you.
Yes.
Dear God forbid that we'd ever try to prostitute it.
Yes.
Try to merchandise it.
Hallelujah.
Try to sell it.
Amen.
Try to make a dollar off of it. Try to make a buck out of something you say or do.
Mm.
Freely you received, freely give.
That's right. Amen.
I have people all the time ask me, well, brother, what? How much do you have to come and preach? I said, don't ask me that. I've never... By the grace of God, I've never had to resort to that. And I don't believe you do. I'm just like anybody else. I live with whatever God provides me with.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes I preach a night and get $1,000, and sometimes I preach a week and get $15.
Mm-hmm.
So what? I'm not going to prostitute
Amen. The
anointing of God
Hallelujah.
That He has imparted
mm-hmm.
and entrusted me with.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm a steward of whatever He puts
yes,
in my hand.
Yes.
I'm a steward of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't sell it.
Amen.
If you want it, I'll give it to you.
Amen.
You can't buy it. It ain't for sale.
Amen.
I had a group of brethren sit down with me one time. They said, Ray, if you'll just change your message a little bit, we'll support you. We'll sponsor you. We'll do all these fine things for you. And I sat there stunned. I said, what do you want me to change? They said, just change a little bit. Just change your message a little bit. And I said, brethren, that's all I got. That's all I know. If I change that, I'm not going to go back to picking cotton. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a couple to call me. Said, we were praying, and we feel like you ought to come and preach our convention. And they would never have anything to do with it before. And I thought, this is so strange. And they had heard, I had been in Colorado in a meeting, not knowing that the people in Colorado called these people and said, you got to hear what this man's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so they called me and said, well, we was praying. And we just felt like that you ought to come and preach our convention. I said, okay, I'll come. And I got there and I just, who I am. And every time I get through, one of the pastors would get up behind me and say, now we're not saying what Ray said is wrong, but.
Mm-hmm. Cripple, whatever you
mm-hmm. We're not saying what he said was wrong, but. So when I left, they said, oh, we'll have you back sometime. That's been years ago. I ain't been back. But I'm telling you this, and I'm not talking about myself, but there's something so precious. You see,
yes,
you've got this
yes.
treasure in an earthen
yes.
vessel. You cannot afford to prostitute it.
That's right, brother.
You can't sell it.
Amen.
You can't flaunt it as your own. You're a steward
yeah.
of everything, my oldest son.
Mm.
Now, use him for example. Has made, at one time we knew of, he knew of, he had made helped make 700 people millionaires by his seminars. And every time I talked to him, he said, Dad, I'm just a steward. He said, I own nothing. And that's not just rhetoric, he means that. He owns nothing. He's a steward. Whatever comes through his hand, he must dispense it and disperse it according to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
So we went back to Malachi, pay tithe. So every weekend, and I suppose you do, I'm sure you do, you count out a tenth. Give it to God. You keep 90%. That's a pretty good deal. But the only thing that helped you make it to start with was a breath that God gave you.
Amen.
And if you don't believe it, break a leg one time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you understand, everything that comes through this house is you're a steward of.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to disperse it. And if God says give 100%, give 100%. And if He tells you give nothing, don't give nothing.
That's right.
You cannot get locked into a religious system.
Mm.
and make it a mandatory law that you do it. You can't do it. You have to be a steward, but you've got to listen to the dictates of the Spirit.
Amen.
That tells you when, where, what.
Yes.
Don't prostitute the anointing.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to close. You will never know who you are until you know that book.
That's right.
You'll never know why you came here until the book's been opened and the seals is opened.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a book, but in the book is volumes.
Yes.
It's in the volume that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you won't find you until you open the book.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Come on,
really?
Mm-hmm.
You're the volumes that's inside the book.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't know you until the books is open and you see, hey, there I am.
Yeah.
Oh, there I am.
Like a chapter.
Yeah, there I am. Yeah, that's me.
Amen. Amen. It's in the volume of the book. It's written to me.
Now look, it was written before you ever got here.
That's right.
That's what you come for.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this all the time. Pray for me that I know the will of God. I said, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I did. And this is not for you. Well, if you can have it if you want to. I'll give it to you. But when I found out who I was, I quit praying the way I've always prayed. And I said that one time in a meeting, and they sent out a tape or something. They said, oh, did you hear what Ray said? He don't pray anymore. That wasn't what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I quit praying the way I used to pray.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I don't mean no offense. But don't come and say, Brother Ray, I've got an unspoken prayer request. You bark in the wrong tree. I ain't going to pray for no unspoken prayer request. If you can't tell me what you want me to pray about, forget it. Well, show me the scripture. Now, I just stepped on somebody's sore toe. I know I did. But you see, I've been there. And I ain't scolding you.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. I've been there.
Amen.
Dear God, 1,000 times I've did it. Probably 10,000 times. Mm-hmm. Anybody got a prayer request? Well, now, if you ever listen to us, most of the time, our prayer request, we want God to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to quit now. And we think we can calm him into doing something.
Uh-huh.
I got news for you. It's already written in the volume of the book.
Yes, it is.
And you ain't going to change nothing.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody said, don't you pray? Of course I pray.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't pray like I used to pray.
That's right.
I don't pray like I used to pray.
Mm-mm.
And you see, the only time we find him praying is when we try to get the cup to pass from him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the difference between you and him? You suppose sometimes we're trying to get the cup to pass from us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all look at me like I'm funny. I'm still in the book.
Yeah, sure.
But you see, religion taught me a lot of things that now the Spirit of Truth has to unteach me.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't believe how many classes I graduated from. Man, I got it down to a T. I mean, I went through that sucker over and over and over until I could show you. You see, most of us can shut our eyes and stay at home and go to sleep and have church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know how to do it. We know what to do. We know what's going to come next.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't funny. This is the truth. But I'm going to tell you this. As long as we continue in that pattern, we're going to keep on talking about change. And change won't ever come. Until you change your consciousness and change your rhetoric and change your mentality, change ain't going to come. You'll be talking about 10 years from now. And you know all the right things to say. Oh my God, we've heard enough tapes and been enough meetings. We know what to say. We got all the rhetoric down pat. I mean, we can quote it verbatim. On and on, over and over. I've been there. You've been there. But until there's a change in my consciousness, until that thing has been purged from everything that has been,
mm-hmm.
I will never see the living God.
Yeah.
And I will never see me. You see, you can't see these books open with that kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Is this all right?
Sure.
Yes.
This is all right.
Yes.
I love you. And that ain't just right. That's from my heart. I love you.
Yes.
But you see, I love you for who I know you are,
yes.
Not what you appear to be.
Hallelujah. Yes.
don't care about your petty habits. I can give a rip about where you go or what you do. That's none of my business. I don't care. I love you. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here. I'm a steward. You see, the treasure is in an earthen vessel.
Yes.
And you're breaking my alabaster box.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting that oil, that expensive stuff, come out of and wash your feet, because it's going to change your walk. You hear what I'm saying now? There's got to be something. Change your walk. I've never done this in my life, but I'm going to do this because I heard the Spirit of the Lord tell me to do this. And I decree a word of God to you that your walk will take a sudden and dramatic change.
Praise God.
My God, my God,
hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to find yourself saying things you ain't never thought of.
Hallelujah.
And say them when they come to you.
Hallelujah.
And turn this people loose.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, thank you.
My God, I've...
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm.
I don't, brother, stick your foot out, please. That's a big old foot.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
your foot.
Praise
you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You too, Papa. Mama. Nah. The book that you know is in you and the book that you know you are. I decree by the word of God, I'm a messenger that comes to that book, and I open that book and break the seal in you so an understanding will come to your heart that you've never known in your life.
Hallelujah!
Mama, don't worry about it, because what he gets, he's going to impart to you.
Hallelujah!
No, see you, Mama. Mama, don't worry. Your day's come. And the revelation that's being buried in your heart and burned alive in your spirit. You know it's there, and you know it's there. Yes. People thought you kind of strange sometimes, so what? You are strange. But you're chosen by the Lord. God chose you to put a peculiar treasure in you. And the treasure that he put in you made you a peculiar people. And think it not strange when people don't think too much of you. But I tell you the truth by the word of God. I open a book in you, I loose a seal in you, and let the truth of God that's there in you show itself for what it really is. It reveal to you who you are.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mighty God. Mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard this in my spirit, and it's going to sound like I'm bragging, but don't mean that. Take it for what I mean it. This night, right now, right here, right now, there's some books that's been opened that's going to deal with some death and hell.
Yes.
It's going to.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you see, it's all in. It's
amen.
But that way my books are open. And I'm going to read it. And, you know, here I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord say something to my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Chapter 20. I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. Now look what it says. From whose face the earth and the heavens ran, fled. They left town.
Mm-hmm.
Because the face was seen on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this, please. They seen the face that was on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did, their heaven and their earth left town. It said they fled. And it said their place was found no more.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, please hear me. We now come to a place when the things are going to pass so quick you can't keep up with them. And they're not ever going to be no more. You can't ever find them anymore. I mean, they've left town, Jack. They're gone. It said when they seen him was on the throne, it said that the heaven and earth fled from him and their place wasn't found anymore. He ain't talking about a natural heaven, a natural earth. He's talking about a dimension that's had us locked up in it for so many years. My God, hear what I'm saying now.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden, they see him, the face. That's all they see, with the face. But you see, your face is your identification factor.
Amen.
Let me tell you this.
Yes.
The DNA that's now become so prevalent, that's allowing a lot of men been locked up in jail to go free. The DNA proved them innocent. Just putting some people behind bars that was guilty. But it's a scientific technology of DNA. And they had it hundreds of years ago and lost it, and now they're getting it back again. But I can walk over to that window, and I can breathe. And a scientific expert can go to that window and pull my DNA off of my breath. They can do it. But my DNA is my true identity. It's who I really am. And you can't lie about it. You can't get around it. It's your true identity. And I know now, brother, last night, I know now why I breathe. And I said, receive the Holy Ghost. I breathe the DNA of God over this whole congregation. It's your identification. It's who you really are. It's the very substance of who you came from. It's your rightful DNA. It's not your fleshly DNA, but it's your true identification.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's who you really are.
Yes.
And they can scientifically analyze your DNA and prove now that you're a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Glory. We are.
Yes. Yes.
Praise God. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand. He ain't talking about graveyard people. You got to remember, this is all in the kingdom. It's all inside. And I saw the dead stand before God. And read it with me now, and the books were open. Here's the volumes. You are. We lived it. And the books were open. Or he said, and another book was open, which is the book of life. Isn't it strange that the volumes was open first? You get hold of this. Put your truth and bring it to us. He said, and the dead were judged of those things which were written where?
In the
books. In the volumes. In the volume that makes up the book. And he said, according to their works. Now let's look at it. And the sea gave up the dead. The word sea comes from the word multitude. Masses of people. Gave up the dead, which were in it. And death and hell delivered up their dead. Now, I'm going to tell you something about death and hell. Death and hell is going nowhere until they turn their captives loose. The death and hell in you won't be dealt with until the prisoners that they've took captive is released. But I'm reading that. And he said, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. That's the first beginning of death and hell being dealt with. They give up their dead. Now let me tell you this. I'll just remind you. Anything that's in hell is dead.
Yes.
You can say anything that's in hell is dead. The dead know not anything. Anything that is dead is in hell. There's nothing alive in hell. Death and hell gives up their dead. And it can be dead doctrines. It can be dead teachings. It can be dead ideas. It can be anything that has been used and is no longer necessary. I'm going to tell you this. You already know it. There's been a lot of things that God has allowed in our life to use for a season. And if we'll ever get a hold of this, when the season's ended, let's let it go. If we don't, it dies. And then we start seeking the living among the dead. Oh. We come to a church with dead rhetoric. Don't we? Oh, I'm not scolding us now. I mean, we're here. This is who we are. But you see, when the books are open, when understanding comes, when our DNA is read, when the true identity shows up, death and hell gives up their dead.
Hallelujah.
And see, their dead is not made alive. It just turns them loose.
Hallelujah.
It gives them up. Read it with me. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. The lake and fire don't take place until death and hell turns their dead loose.
Right.
And I'm over time. I hear this in my spirit. There's all kinds of thoughts going through your thinking right now about what I just said. And that's good, but I'll tell you this. You need not fear anything. Because sooner or later, death and hell that's in you is going to give up everything.
Yes.
It can be now. It can be tomorrow. But third day is numbered. Because as surely as the books are open, whoever it is, wherever it is, death and hell can't stand an open book.
Amen.
When your true identity shows up, death and hell runs.
Right.
They turn up. They turn loose everything. And this is, and they cast into the lake of fire. Now I'm going to tell you who the lake of fire is. You already know. Don't you? Our God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
A lake of fire ain't a thing in the world, but a people of God that has recognized their true identity.
Yes.
And the pureness and the righteous and the awesomeness of God. Death and hell can't stand that.
That's right.
And let me tell you this tonight. If you're here in this audience and that thing is wrestling in you, let me tell you, friend of mine, the books is open tonight.
Yes.
And death and hell is going to turn loose or dead.
Hallelujah.
And then the death and hell is going to go to a place where it's been designed to go to.
Yeah.
There's a people ready to swallow up your death, your hell, and your death.
Yes.
There's a lake of fire ready to engulf everything that has defiled you.
Yes.
Amen.
It ain't got nothing to do with demons and devils. It's death and hell being presented with an open book.
Yes.
Right.
And it's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Yes.
Son, I ain't prophesying to you, but I'm going to tell you something. And I don't mind telling everybody else, and you won't mind it. I don't mean to embarrass you. But I feel drawn to you, almost like you're my son. And you are my son in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Matter of fact, the Father just gave me permission to claim you as my son.
Hallelujah.
In the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are my son, and I love you as a son in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I'll tell you this, all your yesterdays is yesterday.
Hallelujah.
God brought you to this day to live.
Yes.
Son, I speak life to your being, to your heart, to the hurts, to the confusions, to all the disappointments that you've had to deal with for years and years and years. I speak life to them, and I let that death and hell be presented with an open book. and the death and hell that has tormented and aggravated be swallowed up in the name of the Lord. And you can enjoy the...